I suppose the two big things is around the ongoing crises surrounding the government in terms of the cost of living crisis and the housing crisis. And that's translating into significant worries and stress for many homes across the country and indeed in Sligo. So the latest credit union consumer sentiment says that there's major money worries for across many households, and it really shows that the hard-working people in Sligo have been left behind to fend for themselves by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So for example, that research shows that people have less money to spend on Christmas this year, people are going to cut back on socialising, on Christmas presents, and they're going to borrow, 9% of them are actually going to be borrowing money to get through this Christmas. So that's real people making real decisions between eating and heating. More people are going to be relying on charities for food, for clothes, and to help Santa this year. And that's no way to live. And in fact, I'd argue it's actually not living, it's simply surviving. You know, Christmas should be a season of laughter and joy and reconnecting with families and friends, but there's no joy in the reality that's facing so many people in Sligo now. Just stress. Food inflation has soared to 6.5% this year. Energy bills in Ireland are 30% higher than the EU average, and over 300,000 households are in arrears in their energy bills. And this latest figure on homelessness is absolutely shocking. With Christmas just around the corner, there's going to be over 5,000 children are going to be spending it in emergency accommodation. And there's simply no excuse to have these record-breaking levels of homelessness. And, you know, we have over 16,766 people living in homelessness in Ireland. That's just think about that. That's approximately 4,000 short of the entire population of Sligo town without a roof over their head. It's completely disgraceful. And despite report after report, this human tragedy continues unabated.